So if we come back to the passage in Luke, the next bit that I want to focus on is the bit where Jesus gets lost. Now, I don't know, has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been in the group of people and got lost? Anybody here ever got lost? You have? Yeah, were you little or were you old enough to know better? Okay, so what, family holiday, what was the scenario? So you led somebody astray, is that what you're saying? The two of you got lost. Right, okay, fine. Okay, so maybe you've left your child somewhere behind. You know, that's not unheard of. We were watching the film before Christmas, Home Alone. Was it before Christmas, between Christmas and New Year, Home Alone? Yeah, good 80s film. And the story is of the eight-year-old who has an argument with his family and gets sent to the room in the loft, and then they go off on holiday the next morning, fly to a different part of the country in America, and he gets left at home. And he gets up in the morning, and this is good news. He's made his family vanish and disappear. And he's eight, and he thinks this is amazing. His parents are halfway through the flight when they realize they've left him at home. What would the parents do, children? What do you think the parents would do when they realize they've left you at home? Celebrate? Oh, no, they panicked. They panicked. Some parents might want to celebrate. But no, they panicked. But listen, let's relate this back to Jesus in this story. What was going on for this group of people? They were coming back from the celebration of the Passover, remembering the time that God had saved his people from slavery in Egypt and leading them to the promised land. And when they were leaving, they would have been in a big group. It wouldn't have just been Jesus and Mary and Joseph. They would have been in a big group. And the way that would have worked is typically the ladies and the younger children would have gone first. So you could see the men take the wrong path, you see. So that's why they sent that's not reason probably. But so the ladies and the little children would have gone first, and the men and the older children would have gone followed on behind. Jesus stayed in the temple. So Mary's walking along. Perhaps she's thinking, well, that's all right. He's with Joseph. Joseph's walking along thinking, well, that's all right. He's with Mary. And then a little way home, they realize that he's not there. And they panic. But, you know, when we read in the passage about when they go back to find out where Jesus was, his response was, well, it shouldn't have been a surprise to you. Here I am in my father's house, the place where I am meant to be. What was happening there was Jesus was doing what was important to him. Now, let's relate that to church for a moment. What is important to us? I need the microphones and my assistants again for this. What is it that's important to us as church? Now, this is where I want you to just think for a moment while I'm getting this organized, okay? What is it that's important about being part of church to you, okay? If you've got nothing on your mind this morning, then I'll see you afterwards. What is it that's important to you that we are church together in Jesus' name? What are the things that you value about Bromsgrove Baptist Church? Be polite and fair and reasonable here. The things that you value that are important to you about being part of church here. Now, I'm going to ask you to put your hands up if you want to say something. I'm expecting you all to be ready with something by now. Oh, okay. Don't disappoint me too much. So, come on, some people share. Lucy's got her hand up. Well done, Lucy. Things that go. Things that you value about being part of this church.
My friends.
Okay.
Community.
Kieran.
Family.
Teaching, being able to learn and grow together.
Any more? Keep going.
Friendship.
Worshipping the Lord.
Praying for one another.
Prayer when you need it.
Caring for one another.
I was just thinking about one of the things that I value about this church is the spread of ages. That we have somebody who's 102, and we have little ones who are just a few weeks old, all part of the same church, and that's very precious.
Good.
being able to share worship of the Lord and get spiritual strength.
Okay, let's stop the Kira. Can you put that microphone back on the chair and then we'll organise this time? That's great. Thank you for that. What I'm thinking about here is, like, now let's relate this back to our words of covenant renewal. And on the whole document for our covenant renewal words, there's lots of things that we say there that are important to us about being church. These are just a few of the things that are off of that document, every one of equal importance. That's a significant thing for us as a Baptist church, isn't it? Keith and I have particular roles as ministers of the church, and that exercise there wasn't just to inflate our egos and make us feel better. That's for all of us, to be encouraged, all of us together. You know, we're all of equal importance. We all have a vital part to play within the covenant community that we call Bromsgrove Baptist Church. Things like welcome, hospitality, teaching from the Word of God, an opportunity to all together, all of us, experience the transforming love of God. These are things that we value. These are things that are highly important to us as God's church. And then renewing in our faith commitment, our journey with Jesus in every part of our lives. Jesus, when he stayed behind in the temple, he was doing the things that were important to him, the vital things that he knew he needed to be doing. And we need to be the same. We can be the same in so many different ways. We're going to think a bit more about that in a little while. I'm going to pray now, and then Keith is going to come and lead the next part of the service, particularly around the communion table. But I want to pray, first of all, for the things that we've been thinking about so far. So God, please help us to remember all those things that we were just looking at on the tables at the sides there and how we bring them all together as your people who live in relationship with each other through this thing that we call church, your church, Lord. Father, thank you for how important church is, the things that we value, the aspects of community and caring and prayer and teaching, all of those things that we've been mentioning and other things that no doubt we've been thinking about as well. Lord, I pray now that you will help us to get a hold of those things as we bring them into this next part of our service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.